Jerry Bader Show 1020. There's some audio that I would love to play for you, but I can't. And I even tried. I went in, I came in early this morning into the station, the building here in Green Bay, so I could try to edit down this audio so I could play it for you. It deals with a pro-abortion, unhinged freak who goes off on abortion protesters. Now, I have told you something over the years. By the way, I cannot play this audio for you because she drops the F-bomb every other word. I tried to edit this down. It's impossible. I have told you for years the way, and I know because I used to be an abortion rights supporter. It's out of sight, out of mind. Why do you think those who support abortion freak out when missionaries to the preborn, when they put the signs up and so on of aborted fetuses, why does it freak you out? Why do you think that disturbs you so much? Because it bursts your little fantasy bubble. And that includes you conservatives listening who think that that we need to get on the abortion agenda here. Nah, forget that abortion thing. It's killing us. When in fact, what it's killing is babies. And two, pro-life movement is growing, particularly with the youth. And a big part of that is the technology that allows you to see vividly, in color, 3D, that it's a baby. Here's what happened. This is from Newsbusters. Again, I've got the audio from the video. I don't even know if I'm going to post it. Because it's just, this woman freaks out. A violent encounter between a young pro-life protester and an adult abortion activist in downtown Columbus, Ohio, was caught on camera and published late July 9th on YouTube. Students from the pro-life group Created Equal were standing on a street corner holding anti-abortion signs and talking with passersby when an infuriated pro-abortion woman approached the one young man. Now, here's what was going on. He had a picture of a fetus at 12 weeks. Okay? If you don't know what that looks like, it looks like a very tiny baby. This punctured her fantasy bubble. That's absolute effing lying there, you effing dip bleep. She screamed, that is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks. In the rest of the two-minute encounter, she shoved her finger in the man's face and screamed 20 more F-bombs in her incoherent... That's why I couldn't. It was impossible. In her incoherent argument, her hysterical rant was peppered with typical liberal condescension about white male privilege and claims of racism numerous times. The infuriated woman apparently didn't think about how her behavior would look for the company she works for as she was still wearing her Burger King uniform. Yes, she was. The woman sneers at the young man. No uterus, no right to talk about it, as she storms off. She was arrested. Yes, she was arrested. Now, here's what's interesting. I have brought up this clump of tissue. I don't know exactly what were the charges. Well, she was taken off the bus. Was she? The video ends with the woman being escorted away by a police officer. I don't know if they actually arrested her. I stand corrected on that. Now, she refers to it as a clump of tissue. That's the little fantasy that is being punctured by the technology. Okay. I found a website called Baby Center, expert advice for your pregnancy. And they have every week, week 12, how your baby is growing. The most dramatic development this week, reflexes. Your baby's fingers will soon begin to open and close. His toes will curl, his eye muscles will clench, and his mouth will make sucking movements. This is week 12, end of the first trimester, give or take. It's roughly 3 months. In fact, if you prod your abdomen, your baby will squirm in response, although you won't be able to feel it. His intestines, which have grown so fast they can protrude into the umbilical cord, will start to move into his abdominal cavity about now, and his kidneys will begin excreting urine into his bladder. Okay, this clump of tissue has developed reflexes. In the fingers and toes, the eye muscles will clench, mouth will make sucking movements, he'll squirm, and he has functioning kidneys. Yeah, that's a clump of tissue. And this is the same denial that some otherwise conservatives have gotten into, and this is why they hate when I bring up the abortion issue. They don't go as unhinged as this woman, but I puncture their little fantasy bubble there, and they hate it. They hate it. No, don't tell me that. That's what this freaked out. And I do wish I could play it for you because she is off the deep end. Why? Because she saw that picture of a depiction of a 12-week-old baby and could not bring herself to believe, no, that's not, that you're lying. You're lying. No, as a matter of fact. All of this is medical fact. Why do you think the whole Hobby Lobby? Why do you think, here's the real answer. I've asked a lot recently, why they obsess on the abortion issue. Do you know why? Because deep, and I mean, you got to go deep down. They know they're in denial. They know what they believe isn't true. They have an entire belief system built on a lie. And anytime someone dared to even expose some of that lie to them, they freak out. I mean, this woman probably believes it's a clump of tissue past viability. As long as it's in a uterus, it's a clump of tissue. To her, a baby that can have in utero heart surgery, which has happened, is still a clump of tissue. That's why this woman went absolutely, totally, completely off the deep end. Speaking of off the deep end, quickly we'll go to Mary Burke in the 2 minutes that I have. Based upon a summary of her July 2014 continuing finance report, Mary Burke received 30% of her contributions, or nearly $1.1 million, from outside the state of Wisconsin. Did you hear that? 30%, or $1.1 million of Mary Burke's campaign dollars, came from outside the state of Wisconsin. But guess what she told a TV station? The state Republican Party of Wisconsin found out what she told the TV station, and they had a little fun with it in an online campaign ad.
That's just not right. As governor, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to work hard to actually outlaw donations from outside of the state,
And it makes me sick to think that people from outside of the state, you know, are going to influence and possibly buy our governorship.
You just had a fundraiser outside the state, though, in New York, did you not?
And it makes me sick to think that people from outside of the state, you know, are going to influence and possibly buy our governorship.
Again, that is an online video ad produced by the state Republican Party of Wisconsin. Now, I've said things in the past. I understand about not unilaterally disarming. I said that even about earmarks in Congress. But it's another thing when you try to pretend that you don't do something the other side does. It's one thing not to unilaterally disarm, but then to not unilaterally disarm and sit there and call for the end of it. Wow. I think it's outrageous, blah, 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 blah. $1.1 million of the $3.6 million she raised, about a third, just less, came from out of state. Outrageous. It's 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.